107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It's Provocation Ideas Festival with so many great events happening. Joining us in studio is Mark Rosenfeld. And also joining us is a performer and poet Heidi Sander with Spoken Groove. So we've got lots to discuss. Good morning and welcome to both of you. Good to see you both again.
Likewise. Good morning.
Jamie, thanks for having us.
Heidi, let's start with you. It's Spoken Groove. How exciting is this? And this is part of the Provocation Ideas Festival that's happening actually late September. So many great events happening in October. But tell us about Spoken Groove and what's going on here.
Thanks. It's a collaboration between Provocation and the Stratford Writers Festival and the Pathways to Poetry Festival. So it's a lovely collaboration. So Spoken Groove is a fusion between spoken word and poetry, dance, and clean rap. So what you experience during the event is a poem of mine that is transformed into embodied movement, and then the lyrics for a rap song. So it's changed from a very contemporary poem into rhyme and beat. Okay. And there's a series of poems that are transformed that way throughout the evening.
Oh, very good. And you're very comfortable in this setting, because I'm thinking back to Canada Day, that sort of thing. You're very comfortable in this sort of setting with regards to poetry and sort of mixed media, if you will.
Yes, and I love collaborating with artists. Yeah. I just find it elevates all of the arts to a certain level. And this was such an interesting collaboration. I've never worked with a clean rapper before. So I went into his studio and we took my poem and literally transformed it to beat and then, you know, rewrote it to rhyme. So it was a fascinating experience.
Absolutely. And I love the, there's been some reels being shared that you're very excited. Can you tell us who you're working with?
So the clean rapper is Kareem Rushdie and then the dancer is Delton Sejor, and they're both from Stratford. And it's just been a wonderful collaboration.
Nice, fantastic. And it's coming up for September 27th. Is that the date?
That's correct. The Friday show is sold out.
Yeah.
There are still tickets available for Saturday.
Okay, so that's September 27th at Here For Now Theater. Is that the location?
Yes, it is. It is. 7 o'clock.
Oh, and I imagine, I don't think you've performed there because this is now the new permanent structure, but how exciting is this going to be?
It's really exciting. We've had rehearsals there already, and we also have a number of local artists that are opening up for us, so a number of spoken word local artists and some dancers as well, just to celebrate the arts.
Yeah.
We have such a diverse artistic community here.
I think so. So again, we'll share the details how you can get tickets, but tickets still available for September 27th.
Yes, they are.
With Spoken Groove. So we wish you great success with that. Mark, this kind of sets the stage for all of the innovation, all of the events with the Provocation Ideas Festival. Pretty amazing.
Thank you. In terms of, I know the Provocation Ideas Festival is somewhat new to Stratford. We started in 2023, and so people wonder, oh, what is this? I mean, the name Provocation obviously has various reactions. So what we really want to think of it as a citywide conversation disguised as a festival. And so from late summer to really going into the winter, we mix hands-on making and intimate storytelling and design workshops, music, comedy, and big ideas conversations, true to Provocation Ideas Festival. And again, we're exploring our theme, City of Dreamers. This is the second year of the theme, City of Dreamers. And it's not really city boosterism. It's essentially an invitation to ask, what are the dreams that have shaped the city? What are the dreams that haven't, and why not? And what is our best future together? And so each of the events, in one way or another, speaks to that.
Okay, very good. And we've got so much coming up. I don't know what you want to spotlight, but I think Trophy X Dream Weavers is a big one that's coming up.
Yeah, and it's going to do a number of things. One, it's going to be at the old Grand Trunk site. So mm-hmm. Why the old Grand Trunk site? There's a lot of discussion now what it will become. It's a huge area in downtown Stratford. And so what we want to do is to imagine the site as a cultural commons, a future cultural commons. And people that were going there can imagine, okay, what can this site become? And there's all kinds of things we can think of, you know, in terms of pop-up events, cultural events, makers markets under the moonlight, mm-hmm. A pathway for discussion and lantern with pathway. But with Dreamweavers, Trophy Times Dreamweavers, it's a glowing constellation of 10 tents at night. And so what happens is you enter the tent, three or four people at a time, there are 10 tents, and then they listen to stories of transformational change. How a moment of their life changed everything. And also that involves dreaming and impact. And then it's not only listening, it's allowing people that are participating in that tent to share their own stories. So there's colored acetate, they write their own story in, it hangs from the ceiling of the tent, and then next group coming in sees all those stories. And it's part of a community tapestry of stories and transformational change.
Wow, that's incredible. And it's small get-togethers in these tents, if you will. Yeah,
it's small get-togethers, and people go from tent to tent to tent.
Wow, that's incredible. So that is for Saturday, October 4th and Sunday, October 5th, and a number of times getting together. And again, spotlighting the Grand Trunk site.
Yeah, yeah. I think that there is such a conversation now about what it will become. And so it's a placemaking event to imagine, very much in the theme of City of Dreamers, to imagine what it could be. And we're really grateful for all the partnerships we have. We're doing it with the City of Stratford, Invest Stratford, are collaborating with Heidi in terms of Pathways to Poetry and the Stratford Authors Festival. And the other thing is we're partnering with SpringWorks Stratford. So it's not any of those performances during those times, but over those 2 days, anybody can come. We're inviting everybody to come for puppet making tables and games and puppet theater. And it's very much an outdoor event as well. So there'll be banners and pennants, and there's going to be the heart, the Destination Stratford is sharing with us. So photo opportunities. So it's a very much a festive atmosphere that we create on those 2 days.
Well, there you go. It's the Provocation Ideas Festival. Just a sample of what's going on. Mark, we're going to have to get you back in again because there's so much to spotlight here, especially as we're heading into October. But anything else you want to spotlight?
As you were mentioning, there are all kinds of events. Coming up will be what we're calling Construction Futures, which began in August, and we partnered with the Stratford Public Library and the BMI group. And so this will be an opportunity for people to, first of all, listen to a panel discussion about what the future city might be environmentally, in terms of transport, in terms of affordable housing. And then over the next 2 weeks, all age groups can come and create their own city through Lego, using cardboard, using 3D printing, using AI, which will then be on display over the next 2 weeks after that. So once again, it's a combination of discussion, thinking, envisioning, and actually making.
Yeah, very good. Again, it's the Provocation Ideas Festival. We'll share the details on our socials at mystratfordnow.com, provocation.ca. And let's get Heidi back in. Now, Heidi, how cool is this to be involved with Provocation Ideas Festival?
I just love it. It's such a great partnership, and there's so many synergies we have. A lot of our ideas really align.
Yeah, very good. And if folks want more details about you, Heidi, what's the best way to reach out?
Oh, HeidiSander.com.
There you go. And again, spoken groove, so much else happening with the Provocation Ideas Festival. And provocation.ca is the website for details. And Mark and Heidi, we wish you continued success. Mark, we're going to have to get you in because we've just scratched the surface here of what's going on.
For sure.
Mark and Heidi, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.